Texte numéro 31. Fourth Industrial Revolution brings promise and peril for humanity. The first industrial revolution was about harnessing steam power so that muscle could be replaced by machines. The second was driven by electricity and a cluster of inventions from the late 19th century onwards, including the internal combustion engine, the airplane, and moving pictures. A third revolution began in the 1960s and was based on digital technology, personal computing, and the development of the internet. Industrial Revolution 4 will be shaped by a fresh wave of innovation in areas such as driverless cars, smart robotics, materials that are lighter and tougher, and a manufacturing process built around 3D printing. There are three myths about Industrial Revolution 4. The first is that we'll not really have as big an impact as the previous periods of change. In the past, it has always taken time to feel the full effects of technological change, and many of today's advances are in their infancy. It is far too early to say that the car or air travel will prove to be less important than the sequencing of the human genome or synthetic biology. The second myth is that the process will be trouble-free, provided everything is left to the market. It is a fantasy to believe that the wealth created by the Fourth Industrial Revolution will cascade down from rich to poor, and that those displaced will just walk into another job that pays just as well. Technological change has always been disruptive. There was a polarization of income and wealth in the first wave of industrialization at the beginning of the 19th century, and this gave rise to political and institutional change over the 100 years between 1850 and 1950. The spread of democracy, the emergence of trade unions, progressive taxation, and the development of social safety nets. These helped create bigger markets for the consumer goods that were spawned by the Second Industrial Revolution, TVs, radios, vacuum cleaners, and the like. But over the past four decades, a political model that both facilitated the spread of technology and provided some protection against its disruptive consequences has come under attack. Welfare states have become less generous. Levels of long-term unemployment are much higher. Taxation has become less progressive. Politics has increasingly been dominated by those with the deepest pockets who can lobby the loudest. There is, though, a third and final myth, namely that all will be well, provided the fruits of an economy dominated by artificial intelligence and smart robots can be redistributed, perhaps through a citizen's income, so that we can all have more leisure time when machines do all the work. Adapted from The Guardian, January 2016.